what a change for the new modern man. With all this, it seems like I'm dying for more. The streets are on fire, never seen it before. It's like the sound of electric guitars. Worlds collide and hearts will be broken. Over and over, it's the same every day. What can I say?
this is a debriefing. Know pretty much what you told the fellas, so I kind of got the picture. Now it's my job to give you the picture. What I'm concerned about, son, is this. The FBI wouldn't come after you if they didn't figure they'd get to you. What do you suppose made them think that?
I have no idea.
Well, see, it's my job to have an idea about that. For example, they might know how important your young wife is to you. They might use that.
How?
Avery says last Friday you took the afternoon off. He figures you might have been with another woman.
Why would Avery
How do you know you weren't followed? Here's your Abby, one day walking to the mailbox, anticipating the arrival of her red book, her sharper image catalog. What does she find instead? She finds heartache, Mitch. The death of love and trust. Imagine her one day opening that. Go ahead, take a look. It's devastating. Not just screwing, Mitch. But the kind of intimate acts, oral and whatnot. It could be particularly hard for a trusting young wife to forgive and impossible to forget.
This'll hurt him more than me.
Hey, putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about, putting boogies in people's butt? You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes, and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say put some fleas in your butt. Say stop to sneeze in your butt. Say put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man in your butt. Say put a light in your butt. Say make it bright in your butt. Say put a TV in your butt. Say put me in your butt. You ever about to say no trees and nobody's butt, no bees and nobody's butt, but nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of, I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Bad E just rock, do it. Put a case in your butt, and say, put a metal case in your butt, and say, put her face in your butt, and say, put a frown in your butt, and say, put a clown in your butt, and say, sit on down. But I say put a boat in your butt. I say put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good when you sing about your butt.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting their butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Well, step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say, see ya later in your butt. Put an alligator in your butt. I say, put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny. A hot cup of brim, fill it to the rim, and put it in your butt, to the beat. Hot, two sugars, sauce so sweet.
You're all wondering why I asked you here. It's obvious that the knight that wore that suit did not last very long. Yes, as I was saying,
You were saying you supposed we were all wondering why you called us here.
Look, there is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question. What is your name?
I'm Shawk, the gardener.
And what is it you do?
I'm the gardener.
And why didn't you say that to me in the first place?
I did.
Look, don't try to be funny with me, monsieur. This is a very serious matter. And everyone in this room is under the suspicions.
Room?
What? What was that?
You said room.
Yes, I know that. And there is a very good chance that someone in this room knows more about the murder than he is telling.
Murder?
What was that you said?
I said murder.
What murder?
Well, I don't know. You said murder.
I said murder? You said murder.
No, I said murder because you said murder.
I said murder!
You said there was someone in this room who knew more about the murder than he's telling.
Now listen. What was your name?
Shawk.
The cook.
Gardener.
Ah! Now we are getting somewhere. You!
Are you all right, Mr. Stutterstut?
Who is this man?
He's Mr. Stutterstut.
I see him. What is your job, Mr. Stuckerstuff?
He's the beekeeper.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Mr. Stuffsucker. What's that? What is he saying to you? What? What was that?
He says he's got a bit of a cold and he's lost his voice.
Lost his voice? A beekeeper who has lost his voice, a cook who thinks he's a gardener, and a witness to a murder. Oh, yes. It is obvious to my trained eye that there is much more going on here than meets the ear. Before you are dismissed, Mr. Stiffsticker, I suggest you count your bees. You may find that one of them is missing.
You ruined that piano!
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore. What is your name?
Mrs. Lever-Lily.
Mrs. Lovelever, I would take a shrewd guess that you are the housekeeper, am I right?
I have been with Professor Fassbender for 30 years.
That would account for your exaggerated hysteria over a simple blemish on the furniture.
Blemish?
Whatever has happened to the piano can easily be repaired. What has happened to Professor Fassbender and his daughter is another matter. That my hand is on fire.
Hello, Drummond. What's going on?
Oh, good afternoon, sir. Inspector Clouseau has been interrogating the staff. Inspector Clouseau is Superintendent Quinlan.
Oh, Inspector.
Superintendent.
Never set me free. I'm a heaven. Butters, it seems like you hate crime in a sort of personal way, if you don't mind me saying so.
Why do you say that, sir?
Well, it's just last night I noticed you were, well, let's say more than slightly miffed, huh? Didn't you, Roger?
Yeah, yeah.
Any particular reason?
About 150,000 of them. I mean, that's how many bullets were zinging around my neighborhood growing up. Couldn't go outside, couldn't go near a window. Lived on the floor, ate on the floor, slept on the floor, watched TV on the floor. See, I didn't learn how to walk till I was 10 years old. Spent most of my formative years nose to nose with the family beagle. You know, when I'm working on a crime, I ain't thinking about the crime. I'm just thinking about that goddamn floor, and it pisses me off.
Hey. We're supposed to be meeting Leo somewhere.
Leo what?
Because he's following us. Don't look too hard.
Who's Leo?
Maybe it's a course.
What does he want?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Leo?
You saw me, huh?
Yeah, we saw you. What you doing, Leo?
You know, I've been perfecting my tailing technique now that I'm a PI and all.
Oh, he's a private eyesore. Nice inconspicuous vehicle. I like it.
Hey, Riggs, who's the perp? What'd you bust him for?
Oh, I'm a perp? Oh, you see a young brother in the back of a police car, automatically I'm a perp? Look at my suit. Look at my tie. What do I look like, the fucking Crips accountant? Look at this badge, bitch. Check out the gun.
Okay, put the gun down,
License, registration, okay. Urine sample.
Hey, I got a badge too, okay? Hey, German Jews didn't have it any easier when we were kids, so don't think you're the only one, okay? Okay? Besides, I knew you were a cop. I was only kidding with you. Hey, I can smell a cop a mile away.
Oh, I smell bad? What you trying to say?
Well, stop turning everything around. You're so damn touchy. These guys will tell you we work together. We got a history together. Maybe we'll work together someday. I'm the bomb. They'll tell you I'm great, you know?
Yeah. We're going to work together. As soon as I open up a cereal shop, you fucking leprechaun.
Hey, I ain't call you any names, you fuckface. Don't start that, okay? I'm fooling around. These guys will tell you everything.
Excuse me, sir. You're double perk.
Oh, yeah. Listen, officer, I'm just talking with the detective.
Hey, we don't know this guy.
Yeah.
I think he might have been drinking.
Hey, they're just kidding. Hey, come back,
Kelly.
I wasn't drinking. I just
say
that.
Pull your breath in my
ear. Why do I gotta blow in your hand?
I can smell already.
I'm blowing my fucking ear. I tell you to do it.
License?
I'm sorry.
No,
okay,
you're
okay,
all mine.
Okay.
You're
whatever.
Mine.
Whatever.
Okay. What is it?
It's a gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack. Yeah, right. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
You don't like it? Fine. You know, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're gonna lose me.
I lost you 2 months ago. Are you mental? We broke up. Get the net.
I will now proceed to entangle the entire area.
Almost cut my hair. Happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking in my mirror and seeing a police car. But I'm not giving in an inch. Yeah.
with me.
I'm sorry.
That baddie's wicked heavy anyhow.
I'm looking at my phone. I hate it when people do that. You have a little smudge. What are these?
Those are two barrel carburetors for a Pontiac Tri-Power. Those are exhaust tips for a 74 Z28. I restore old cars, so. Hair dryer.
Getting to be happy.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Boston?
Yeah.
K-12.
Enjoy your flight, Mr. Garcia. Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not on this flight.
Oh. Well, I just checked in for this one like 10 minutes ago. That must be some sort of mistake.
Sorry, the computer shows that we're booked.
Listen, Sherry, tomorrow my little sister's getting married. I practically raised her.
I'm sorry, we are completely sold out.
Listen, can you help me out for a second? She's my little sister. She's April, I'm June. She's counting on me to march down the aisle tomorrow, you know
what I mean? That's very sweet. But the 11:50 will get you there tomorrow morning with plenty of time. Your boarding pass, sir?
Sometimes things happen for a reason. Thank you.
Town, and I
turned out okay, though. You're a better cop than a fireman. No doubt about it.
Worked out good for me, too. I'm glad I didn't have to spend 10 years as his hose man.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, I bet you are.
The cook's in fire.
Oh, this is your fault.
Just gone the other
just
way.
Just gone the other way.
Just gone the other way.
Yeah, could you just bring us a towel?
Sesh, my father didn't die in a fire, right?
Huh?
Cole, my father didn't die in a fire.
What are you talking about, John? You had cancer.
Cancer because it was the cigarettes, right? The cigarettes?
Yeah, lung cancer 10 years ago.
Little Chief.
Well, I ain't dreaming here. I talked to him. It was real.
Little Chief!
What are you talking about?
It was a ham radio. So come he didn't die, eh?
Little Chief!
That's how come he didn't die.
I'm finished!
Thank you.
They're flying with the squad?
I've got a lock. I'm closing in.
Uh-oh.
He spotted me. He's a slippery devil.
Hopper, watch your right side!
Jeez. I'm bailing out!
Washout? What are you doing here?
There's no time to go into it.
Uh-oh.
Do me a favor. Don't land!
What's...
Get out of here! We're gonna crash!
I can't! I'm stuck!
But I must help you, my friend! Think well of me!
Ooh. Ooh. Thank you!
Don't look.